morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and I'm going to be talking about spiritual warfare for a while. And we're going to look at what the Bible says about Satan, about demons, about different things going on in the unseen world around us. The Bible takes this very seriously. And a key passage for me is Ephesians 6, verses 11 and 12, which says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So if we are going to take the Bible seriously and trust the Bible, then what this passage tells us is that the devil is real, that he is presently scheming against us, that those are real things going on in our world that are out to lead us down a path we don't want to go, lead us into danger, lead us into harm's way in some way. We're going to talk about what that might be. And we can and are called to fight back against this. We are to do something. We can't just sit back and say, well, God will take care of it. No, we're called to participate in defending ourselves, in going on the offense, in putting on God's armor so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. And not only is Satan real, but this passage mentions that we are also struggling against things that aren't physical, not flesh and blood, but against certain rulers. All right, so not just spirits wandering around out there, but spirits that are over us in some sense, that have power on this earth, that are powers of this dark world, Paul says. And they are spiritual forces, and they are evil spiritual forces, and they are in the heavenly realms, but they certainly are part of Satan's schemes against us. So these are all things that the Bible acknowledges. The Bible, of course, talks about demons, but I think here we have even other kinds of spiritual beings that are unseen that are at work in the world fighting against us, and we have the resources we need in God's Word, in Christ Jesus, to fight in this battle, to win in this battle. And so this is what we're going to be looking at for a number of days, probably a couple weeks on this topic, because I do believe we can trust the Bible, so we need to pay attention to this warning and a call to action. So I'm going to talk in time about specifically what I think some of the devil's schemes are. And I actually believe that they are much different than what is typically thought of. When we think of what does the Bible say about spiritual warfare, we tend to think about what is in movies, what is in popular culture. We tend to think about scary, visible things, knives flying across the room, exorcisms, demonic voices, and all kinds of images like that when we think of spiritual warfare. I think that the Bible actually presents something much more subtle as the real danger we're supposed to take our stand against, something much more effective, something much more dangerous. And so I'm going to get into what that is, but I want to give some background first of all. Who is Satan? Who are these rulers and authorities? I think they're a different thing than demons, but they are spiritual forces of evil. So who are they? How did they get here? What are they doing? What is sort of the biblical worldview of these things? I'm going to dive into that first, and that will be our background. I'm going to come back then after that and talk in coming days about specifically what they are doing that we need to fight against. So let me walk through how the Bible explains these forces of evil that are around us. And this is a difficult thing to do in biblical study because there isn't any one passage you can turn to and it just lays it all out for you. Here's who Satan is. Here's who the demons are. Here's who the spiritual forces of evil are. Here's what they're doing. Here's their whole backstory. Rather, the Bible largely assumes a certain belief system about all these beings. For instance, the verse I just read in Ephesians 6:12, Paul says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world." And as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, okay, who are these things? Where did they come from? What are they doing? How do we identify their work? But Paul just keeps moving right along. And I think the reason is he assumes that we are somewhat familiar with these things, and so he doesn't explain it all. To get a biblical picture, you really have to put together a number of passages. And it's also very helpful to study some other materials outside of the Bible, written at the time the Bible was written, that give us some insight, some information into how people thought, into what people were referring to. So we're going to do all that briefly, but I'm going to begin in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 is where we are introduced to spiritual warfare. Genesis 3 takes place in the Garden of Eden. It is when Eve was deceived by the serpent, and Adam also ate of the fruit. And it says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.' 'You will not certainly die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Now, the text simply tells us about a serpent, and it seems odd. You know, what is this talking snake doing in the garden? This is not simply an animal. And there were other stories of dark, unseen powers in the ancient world who would use animals to talk to people. An ancient reader would right away recognize that there's something deeper and darker going on than a talking snake. We also know that the word here used, serpent, has multiple meanings. It can refer to a shiny one. It could refer to a spiritual power. And so there's something going on here beyond a talking snake. This is a spiritual power that is challenging the Word of God. This is going to be the theme throughout Scripture in spiritual warfare. The devil schemes. That's what our key verse says in Ephesians that I started with. We are to take our stand against the devil's schemes. What is his scheme right here? I do believe that this is Satan. I think there are a number of clues here that it should be interpreted as Satan. Jewish people in Old Testament times understood this was Satan. It was the background of the New Testament. It was the common belief. Because there are indications in the text to take it that way. And Satan, from the very beginning, is a liar, as Jesus would call him. He is the father of lies, and he is also known as the great deceiver. And so what is his scheme? Well, his very first scheme is to cause Eve to question and to be confused about what God said, about the Word of God, about what is true, about what we are to do to serve God. And so she sins against God, but Satan deceives her in the sense of Satan makes disobedience seem appealing in her mind, causes doubt and confusion about God's teaching, and this begins a war that runs through history. Right there in Genesis 3:15, there is a prophecy about an ongoing conflict between Adam and Eve, their descendants, and Satan and those who follow Satan. It says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." This is a prophecy about future events. We're going to look into this next time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.